Hi, I'm Paul Rielli, co-founder of Charlotte Lit, with a two-minute writing tip. Show, don't tell, is perhaps the most famous or infamous instruction for writers. I kind of want to give this rule a pat on its head. It means well, it really does. It's just not correct. The truth is, writers must show and tell. To show is to render the action live on the page. When you show, the reader is present as a witness, right there with your characters. Think cinematic. Telling, or exposition, takes a couple of different forms. The first is called narrative summary. This is when you compress time by providing a summary of events, or facts, or backstory, something that doesn't need to be shown. The train ride took 3 hours is narrative summary. Another form of telling is to describe something that can't be seen, such as thoughts. When we're in a live scene, showing, we also need telling. Here's why. We don't read just to see what happens. We read to see how characters experience what happens. She was not used to seeing her father nervous is telling in the midst of showing. The balance of showing and telling varies by genre. For instance, literary fiction and memoir will have more exposition than thrillers and mysteries. This balance also varies widely inside a single book, because this is how writers control pacing. Showing moves the story forward in real time. Telling is time travel. It lets us skip over the dull bits, flash back to an earlier time, or stop time entirely while we climb inside a character's head. The bottom line is, show what wants to be experienced live, tell what must be told but either can't be shown or doesn't need to be shown with full scene detail. Now, here's your action step. Open a novel or memoir and read a passage. Use a pencil to underline any telling while leaving plain what's being shown. See how it goes back and forth? Repeat with another scene or two. Then, apply what you've learned into your own work. Find this tip and more at charlottelit.org/tips.